Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Angelus and Barry podcast, coming to you live from a fairground in the common, in the middle of Essex.
Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Hello guys, welcome to the show.
Only one or two more riders. The louder you scream, the faster we go. Come on ladies.
Please keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times. Here we go now, here we go now.
Okay. You give me 10, I'll give you 5. You give me 5 later. Give me 1:10 now. Give me 10 later. I'll give you 5 later when you finish. When the ride's finished, I'll give you 5.
Oh, we're starting. We're going. Catch me at the end.
Back up. Catch me at the end. Oh, brother, I've just given him 50 quid.
Oh, well, that's how it goes. That's how they get. And that is. If you are going to go to a fairground in the summer,
yes.
Like one of the bank holiday, one of them fairs with all the travelling communities.
The travelling community, greasers and that.
Be very, very careful.
Oh, very,
because
very careful.
You can call them what you like, but they want money off you.
That's right. Treading a very careful line.
Very careful. I know just how offensive to be.
Yeah, now
we do have a lot of members of the travelling community listen to this.
Also,
I know Tyson Fury does.
Oh, he does very much.
He loves this.
Gypsy Rose Lee.
She does. She's banging into it.
And she, I tell you something about. I went to see her the other day.
Oh Christ!
She,
some of her predictions.
Her predictions for the World Cup.
Oh yeah.
And I went.
What she told you?
Oh well, she told me a load of bollocks because she said that England are going to win it. I think, to be honest, she saw. You know, you see that.
She sees the tattoo.
That great big Union Jack and that lion.
Oh, yeah, written on your bum.
Yeah, written on my bum.
Especially when you walk in backwards with your trousers down, it's the first thing she sees, isn't it?
Well, if I pull my trousers down, you see you've got David Platt there, and it's where he swiveled to score that goal against Belgium.
That volley.
One cheek I've got. That and if I wobble it like
The ball goes in the hole.
If I twerk like that, it's Italian 1990.
It was in a stadium, and I could hear Luciano Pavarotti.
Yes, I had that inserted.
Oh, you had that in there, you had that put up there.
I had that put up there, but so I went to
keep
see
keep you stable.
Yeah, and she's come in, my child, come in, and I'm beckoning me.
Even though you're much older than
her. Patronising. Yeah, I said, cross my palm with silver or some notes, she goes.
But, or credit card.
Or a credit card.
Because I've got one of them machines.
She has a little tap machine. I mean, it does all the nice, like all the mystical language.
Yeah. But you can't say contactless in a mystical way, can you?
No, you can't.
No.
Just tap in.
Oh, my child, come sit if down if.
Yeah, that's
it. And I do take contactless.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And anyway, she's gone to me, my child, what can I
sweet
do?
Sweet child of mine.
She goes, sweet child of mine. She goes. She sings that song. She says. What can she says? I see plentiful ahead this summer.
Right.
She said, She said, "What does thou want to know?" She's used thee and thou,
yeah,
you know,
which is old, you know,
it's oldie worldy language.
And if you're paying that sort of money, that's the sort of stuff you want, isn't it?
It's offset by her sat there in a, you know, a
velour
tracksuit.
Yeah.
And it's a very mystical thing in there.
Is it in a caravan?
Yes, in a I say caravan. It's a
shipping container.
Yes. Yeah. And it's very mystical, and there's all the joysticks. I mean, she'd probably blown off. I think that's why she lit a match. She lit a match.
She's still got them Snoop Dogg posters
on the wall.
Yeah,
not very mystical.
It takes away from the mysticism.
It really does.
It's a student dig.
And I says, "Oh, what's that? Is that Shiva on the wall?" She says, "No, it's Harry Styles." There's Harry Styles and that lot, and there's
all on there.
Yeah, Blue are on there.
Elton John's on there.
And anyway, she goes, "What can I do?" And I go, "Well, really, I was going to go and get a Yankee from Ladbrokes. Who's going to win the World Cup?"
Yeah.
She looks, sees my tattoo and all that, and she's gone.
She's got a bowl or she's got the tea leaves. Oh, it's the tea leaves.
The tea leaves. And she's gone, the tea leaves.
Which saves on overheads, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it
does.
To buy one of them bowls.
Because
they don't come cheap, them bowls.
Them bowls?
Them glass bowls.
Bowls, no.
You know them glass bowls on a stand?
Yeah.
They cost you a lot of money.
Well, she's not prepared.
No, well, it's a lot less money if you just make a cup of tea and then chuck the grouts on the table.
Well, yeah.
You know?
She chucked them on the table. She goes, "England." And I went, "Oh, cheers." And she goes, "Yeah, just tap on that there."
Right, 30 quid.
£30. Now,
did she tell you anything else that you wanted to know?
Yeah, she what really gave the game away, she said that Wales are going to get in the semi-final and they haven't even qualified. I just pushed the old bloody lot on the floor, and with that her husband Cummins, a greaser.
Right.
And I got out pretty damn quickly.
She legged it.
Yeah
because I went to see a mystic.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Madame Claypole.
Yeah. Well, you know, I should have aroused suspicion anyway, because she literally just nicked that name off Rent-A-Ghost.
Yeah, of course she did, yeah.
And I didn't know, you know. Anyway, I've gone in there and she says, "Oh, sit yourself if you know.
Yeah.
I said, "Okay." Yeah. And I sat down on this cushion and it goes
like that.
And she's got a whoopee cushion on it, like, she's got a whoopee cushion.
Why?
On.
To make you feel
To undermine me.
Undermine you?
Yeah, to undermine me, right? I thought, all right, okay, fine. You know, she wanted to show who's boss, you know. So she says, "Before we start, you should know that this session will cost £40.
Oh.
Right, she didn't even do the cross my palm.
No, just straight in there.
She said, "This is going to cost £40. No
mysticism.
Yeah, no mysticism. No. And she had all the posters on the wall.
Yeah.
She's got Frank Bruno.
Yeah, against us.
Vince's poster up there. And she's got the Milk Marketing Board poster.
Oh, I know.
I think she collected like retro posters.
That's it, like the Humphrey. Watch out, there's a Humphrey about.
Yeah, and she had that poster of that pregnant bloke that Sarchi done in the 70s.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I thought this is very, very,
very odd.
Very weird.
Weird.
Mystic would have these posters. Yeah. Anyway, she says, "Yeah, the old thing's going to cost you £40. And I thought, okay, I can stomach that.
Right.
I'll take it. She says, "How do you want to pay?" I says, "Well, with money." I say,
"You're the fucking psychic.
You tell me what I'm going to pay.
Yeah.
And she says, "Are you going to pay with cash?" I said, "Yeah, I am actually. Well done. Yeah. And that was enough to convince me that she...
Uncanny.
Yeah, that she knew stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I've given her... I says, "I'm going to pay you at the end, when the reading is complete." She says, "No, you're not going to do that. You're going to pay me now before the reading starts."
Before it starts?
I says, "Yeah, correct. I was actually going to do that." Yeah. So again, she convinced me that I was in the right place.
Good God.
So I got the money out and I slapped it down on the counter, you know. And I says to her, I says, this is when I started to question things, right? Because I says to her, "All right then, madam." I says, "Who's..."
Go on.
I said, "Who's going to win the World Cup?"
Oh, right, yes. Right.
quick as a flash without even batting an eyelid.
Yeah, she's come.
She says Elton John.
And that's when you went, oh, this is
I thought to myself, yeah, I'm not sure about this.
No, no.
And I had to say to her, I don't think Elton...
Yeah.
I don't think Elton John has qualified.
Yeah.
For the World Cup. And she said, oh, no, I didn't mean Elton John. She says, sorry, I was thinking of something else.
Yeah,
she says, I'm thinking of Live Aid.
Oh, that's it.
She said he won Live Aid. And I'm going, I don't know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Right. I said, who's going to win the World Cup? She says, Caracas, you know?
Yeah.
I says, that's not a country.
No.
I says, it's the capital of Venezuela, isn't it?
Yeah.
She went, yeah, but they've qualified. I really was starting to get very, very worried about that. This is the sort of charlatans that are knocking about, isn't it?
They really are, because there are, you know, some very genuine people.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm very much looking forward to the World Cup, and on the strength of that, I've
you've done the song, haven't you?
I've done a song. You know, Jason Derulo, he's got a song. Official. Oh, what a good Derulo.
I love Derulo.
But this is, we can give you the exclusive.
I like Doritos, Derulos,
Rulalenska.
I love all them.
But can we reveal we've got the official World Cup song.
Yeah.
And we might get in trouble for playing this, but it
goes. Yeah, because legally.
Something like this.
The time
is nearly up. England's gonna win it this year. Don't you dare go down the pub and watch it with a pint of beer. It's the thing to stay at home and watch it
with some wine.
That's because you're sure to have a good
time. We're going to lose and it'll be fine.
But that was the first verse. You know the second
verse. Oh, yeah, that's all right, yeah. Don't panic if England go down 1-0 early on in the first match they play, cause they will come back, you know, and shove it in their face. That is because we know how to occupy the space.
Yeah, but the third verse was better.
The second verse,
please ignore the second verse. Ignore the tactically, second verse and tactically, the first as well.
Tactically, it was naive.
And the third one as well. It's a load of bollocks, people. We don't have a clue.
We're making it up, you know. Could you...
it's a lovely song.
I can't wait for that to hit the chart. That is going to fly off the shelves.
That is going to fly.
I think they're going to be playing that in the nightclubs alongside New Order's role.
Well, John Barnes done the rap for
that. I know, and I asked him to do the rap.
Yeah,
for this,
and he asked him. He said, recorded and took it off, and he says, beneath his
team. I'm not going to do that. He says, it sounds like you're making it up.
That's uncanny, the impression. Very good.
Sounds like you're picking it up.
Yeah, that's
he
it.
He does talk quick,
very,
doesn't he?
Doesn't he talk quick, yeah.
John he was quite a slow player, but he didn't talk quick.
He had a lazy gait, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
But a bit of WD-40, it was...
So we're going to Edinburgh.
Oh, yes. Oh, we should have got that in early.
Yeah,
we're going to the Edinburgh Festival to do a show. Now, you can pre-book tickets.
You can.
It's at the Frankenstein. You go to the Fringe box office, which is online.
Go there.
And it's called Andros and Barry, A Matter of Life and Death. And we've been writing it.
Oh, yeah, we have, yeah.
It's not like the three verses of that England song. It's probably...
Although bits of it will be.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that.
And that lazy gate joke will be in it three or four times.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
But come and see it, 13th to 26th of August, 7:30 at night. But we're
I think it's the 16th, isn't it? Oh, no, it's the 13th to the 26th.
The reason we're slightly off the pace is we're jet lagged, aren't we?
I've come back from Singapore. We've both been part of
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un's, you know, the squad.
The squad who ran next to the car.
Yeah, we've been part of that. Yeah.
Oh, God, we're ever so tired. I mean, the running we have to do that
running, like the security forces, you know. Yeah. We've been in the North Korean security force.
Yeah.
And I've actually, when I run along this by the side of the car, I've got two false hands hanging out my jacket because I need my other hands secretly.
What, to do what?
Well, I have them on my knob.
Right.
And I need them now.
That's, you do need them.
I need them now. What if I fell over and I banged my willy on the floor?
Yeah.
You know, so I'll have my hands on there.
Yeah.
Just in case I fall over.
He don't know nothing about it.
He don't know I've got false hands.
But I had to stop doing it because in that suit, he does make you wear these suits he gets from Moss Bros.
Yeah, the Beatles.
Pyongyang. The Beatles. Anyway, I went to Pyongyang and I got fitted up for this suit.
You got fitted up for your security suit.
In that hot weather in Singapore, jogging by the car.
Well, because it's nylon. It's cheap, mucky, Korean nylon, isn't it?
It is. And my gooch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's in a terrible
bit's
state.
Coming off it.
A bit's coming off. And you know what it's
red
like? It's savage.
Well, he doesn't care.
You know, in the day, he goes, have you been running? You know, he speaks and all that.
Yeah.
Have you been running hard for me? And he makes you drop your pants. And if your gooch does not have 2.4 milligrams of sweat on it, he gets some blotting paper.
Right.
And you have to,
you sit on the blotting paper. This is why he's such a savage. This is why he's been excluded from all the, like, you know, G8 and all the UN and all that. Because of this sort of carry on.
Well, you go into his office, people, and you won't ever only me and Angelos.
No, we've been in there.
But up on the wall are all the, on blotting paper, all the gooch marks. It's like a child has done a lot of, potato prints.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. And because they've been there so long, they stink.
And he's written
his whole
office
stinks.
Yeah, he's written in his Chinese writing, you know, who it belongs to.
Well, Dennis Rodman's
is up there, and it's all potato bread. And what's nice, he's filled it in, turned it into butterfly
wings. Yeah, exactly.
He's up there. There's Rodman's my great there. Big, oh, I've got Russ a massive, Abbott. Russ Abbott's gooch marks are up there.
Yeah, all the defectors.
Yeah. And he always, what he does, he gets in the evening and he goes, who has been running hard enough for me?
Yeah.
And he gets the gooch mark. He goes, on your marks. And you have to bounce down on the blotting paper.
Yeah,
and
if collectively.
If you don't, display some effort.
He'll shoot you in the face when you don't do it right. When you was getting fitted up for your suit in Pyongyang, right?
Yeah.
What was that? What was the tailor like? Was he?
Look, you know what it's like. That,
I do know.
Who did you have?
Oh, I had
David Walters.
No, I had David Emmanuel because he's defected now.
Oh, I know.
He's defected.
Yeah.
He's gone over there.
He's fitting up suits
for like Kim Jong-un's and his filthy crew.
Yes.
And I said to him, David, why? You made the dress for Princess Diana and now you've defected.
Why
you've become a communist?
Yeah.
And he says, well, darling, I get a very nice flat and he sorts me right out, I says, well, that is all very well, but these people got he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
Have you seen his office? It stinks, I said, and it's got all them block marks on it.
Yeah, he don't care. He says, I
don't care, darling.
David Emmanuel.
I says, well, suit yourself.
No, that's right. The amount of people who defected over to Pyongyang or Pyongyang, as I call it.
David Van Day.
David Van Day. Well, he's got his burger van out in the middle of Pyongyang Square.
I know.
And he's great mates with older Kim Jong-un.
He's gone over there.
Yeah.
I think Matthew Kelly's over there now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Stars in Their Eyes. He's gone over there.
Henry Kelly, who done Going for Gold, is over there.
He's gone over
I mean, you wonder why British Light Entertainment's in a state.
Exactly.
They're all over there.
bobbing their testicles on some blotting paper.
Exactly, they're all getting TV shows in North Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be had out there.
Oh, yeah, there's a knife. But if you don't make him laugh...
Oh, Christ.
Christ.
Honestly, he'll shoot you in the face.
Yeah, it will.
He'll shoot you in the face.
It will, but, I mean, the thing
he'll
is...
He'll drop a nuclear bomb on you.
Yeah, it will.
Mm. In fact, I heard... I don't know if this is true or not, because a lot of this stuff gets twisted.
Yeah.
But I heard Freddie Starr went over there and he did a gig for Kim Jong Un in the big hall in North Korea, and he did Max Wall impression.
Right.
And Kim Jong Un just went, I know who he is. He says, I know who Max Wall is, but that bloke died in about 1985,
yeah,
and you're still doing an impression of Max Wall,
yeah,
Ready Star. And I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, that he strapped him to the top of a nuclear bomb, fired him into the sea,
and
he blew him up. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I heard.
Well, I heard that when I was in Pyongyang.
Is it?
But, I mean, this is the thing with Kim Jong-un.
But the rumours are just... You hear all these rumours, you know, you don't know if they're true or not.
He gets on
misinformation.
He gets on every single show. You know, the Bake Off?
Yeah.
The Great North Korean
Bake
Off.
Yeah, well, they change things, don't they?
They change things, right?
Yeah.
So
and
anyway,
they haven't got the ingredients over there, so it's no, all like muck.
Yeah. So you get Kim Jong-un there, and of course, he doesn't get knocked out.
No, he's right. He wins it.
So you have, what's her name, the one who does it?
Mary
Magdalene. Mary Berry. She comes
Prue,
on. She,
Prue Leaf. Is
Prue
now
Leaf,
the new
now
one,
it
yeah.
is now.
Yeah.
So, except it's not. It's Mary Berry, because she's off in Pyongyang.
All right.
So she comes on, she goes, you know, you've got a soggy bottom. And they go, fuck off.
My bottom very firm. Do squats. Bottom,
yeah.
Do squats.
Make sure nuclear weapon in you, old lady.
Yeah, I heard he...
Already.
He straps her to a nuclear bomb and fired her into the sea.
Yeah.
I heard that.
So they're all there, and so it's, you know...
Because I know he done... I think Kim Jong-un hosted The Apprentice out there, you know, and he done The Celebrity Apprentice.
Right.
He says, you're fired, when he says you're fired,
it means
you're strapped to the top of a nuclear bomb and fired into the sea.
Yeah, you know.
He's vicious.
Do you remember when he done It's a Knockout?
Yeah.
And he comes on, it literally means he's going to knock you out.
Knock
and
you
he
out.
Comes on with a great big, you know, them...
Hammer.
Hammer. And he actually swings
smashes
it.
You in the
smashes
face.
In the face.
Yeah, no, he doesn't
it's
give a
savage.
Shit.
It's a savage. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know,
piece of
when he does North Korea's Got Talent.
Yeah.
You know, the golden buzzer.
Oh, yes.
Well, his take on it, you know, you get someone on there, a dog act, say. Yeah.
But he's very negative.
Very negative.
Very negative.
When he presses a golden buzzer...
Electrocutes him.
Yeah, and a ton of piss from the roof.
Yeah.
You know?
It's awful.
It's savage.
It's very savage.
I mean, the ratings are from the roof.
Yeah, well, they love all that,
don't they? Love all
they
that.
They are conditioned to like it, though.
Oh, God, well, of course they are.
Yeah. You remember you done that song about North Korea's Britain Got Talent?
North Korea's Britain's Got Talent.
North
yeah.
Korea's
well, that was their first mistake, calling
yeah,
it,
it
North
called
Korea's
Got Talent.
You know,
yeah.
They called it the wrong name. I think it was such a shame. I went on Britain's Got Talent, North Korean style. I wasn't all that terribly funny, and I didn't half raise his bile.
Ooh.
I came onto the stage. I was all the rage. Kim Jong pressed his buzzer, and fell on my ass.
And
what a wanker! No, that was terrible, and that was my first mistake.
I think I did a version.
I went on to
North Korea has got talent, you know. By the time that I got on there, they had changed the name to Get It Right, you see. I went on and fried an egg. Two Chaz and Dave and Kim looked at me and said, are you like...
Right in the head?
Yeah, right in the head, yeah.
I don't know, these songs are getting harder to do.
Well, that's quite a specific subject.
Well,
like
it was. Yeah, that was. Like
North Korea's got talent.
Britain's got talent.
Yeah, it's a difficult subject.
But talking of television,
yes.
Dare we tell them we're the surprise two new guests on Love Island? We're going out there.
We're going to go out to Love
Island.
We
fly out to...
the Ibiza.
The island of Ibiza.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've been getting Beachbody ready.
Yeah, I have as well. I've had all my bits shaved.
He's had all his bits shaved off.
I've been taking quite a lot of steroids.
That's it. You know. He's got a six-pack.
I have got a six-pack, which I'll be taking with me on the plane.
That's right. You'll take that on the plane.
Drink that.
And I have got a thong thing
have
that
you?
I've got. And you
goes
can
right
see
up your bum.
Yeah, you can't see David Platt scoring.
What
but
a shame.
You can see Platty, all right. And
yeah,
you can
see him scoring the goal.
The Belgian defender, Giscard d'Estaing. Worst one was when Kim Jong-un tried to do
to go on
it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and he
God.
Had plastic surgery and all that liposuction.
All that
flesh chucked out of his bum
yeah.
to try and get on there.
Yeah, and of course they all had to pretend they didn't know it was him. But the dead giveaway was, you know...
Yeah.
You know,
well, he's trying to be nice to everybody.
Trying to be nice, and he could.
And he says, "I'll blow you up."
Yeah,
and
that's it.
And they went, "Oh, I think that's King John."
I don't know whether they like him very much. Oh, you come over here! You know, I'm not sure. You know, we're not really seeing eye to eye.
Yeah.
I kill you. Strap you to a bomb.
You know, eat Mark.
Yeah, eat Mark.
Yeah. It's a shame. Yeah,
it's a real shame.
I'd like to have seen him on there. I'd like to go on the Love Island.
What would you do? What would your tactic be?
I'd pull my pants down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just do little things like that.
Yeah.
I'd pull my pants down probably.
Yeah.
I'd wave it in people's faces.
Yeah.
You know, like sophisticated things.
Yeah.
You know, like, or not sophisticated, but just like, so they knew that I was open for business.
Right.
I think if I get in the house...
Yeah.
Go up them stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll pull my trousers down and I'll pull my pants down.
Yeah.
And I'll just like, wave it about.
Yeah.
And go. You know, and it'll have a little bow on it.
Yeah.
I'm not an animal.
No, quite right.
You know?
Quite right.
And it would just be a little invitation.
Yeah.
It's just to say, you know, I am not only wanting a couple up.
Yes.
You know, but I'm going to do it with style.
Yeah.
You know, which is why I've got the bow tied on my knob.
Yeah.
But the only thing that I'll be worried about is if that, you know, when you sometimes you do your shoelaces up.
Yes.
And you pull the bow too much.
Yeah.
And it just turns into...
turns
into a knot on there.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean? You know, they have this, like, ribbon, like, stuck on there.
Yeah.
But with a knot.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get scissors anywhere near it.
No.
Really.
No, quite right.
And I don't want anyone yanking it off either.
No, that's right.
And I don't want it getting caught on nothing.
No.
So what I'll probably do if that happened, I'll pull my trousers up again.
Well, I had that problem when I was on the nudist colony down in Brighton. My dingle dangle, honestly.
He's always getting stuck in things.
Oh, we got stuck in things. You know, we went
that
blender, you know. Oh, everyone's out on the... Barry, everyone's out on the veranda.
We're all making fruit juices.
Fruit juices. So, sure enough, Muggins here goes and gets his
helmet
stuck.
Yeah, I'm getting
along
with that. Beautiful.
Okay, bang. Immediately, that's there. We went to the department store in Bournemouth town centre.
Yeah, all
John
new.
Lewis, all new. Get in the lift.
Bang.
Bang. Caught in the doors,
doors,
you know.
I remember. I remember, because I went to that nudist colony.
I remember.
I remember, and mine kept getting like, stuck in things.
Yeah.
And I you remember we were playing swing ball?
I remember we were playing swing ball.
We were playing swing ball, and I was playing. We were very close playing doubles swing
That's
ball.
That's it. Yes, me and Margaret, and you and
Brenda.
Brenda, yeah.
And Brenda wasn't very good.
But terrible eyesight as well.
Oh,
remember
eyesight.
That
anyway,
comes swinging round.
She's come swinging at me with. We're swinging at the ball with the bat, and I said, "Brenda, do you know we need the ball there, right? Wallop,
wallop,
right? Just caught the end of me helmet."
Well, this is the problem with any of those nudist places. You know, some of the men have got a little tiny cocktails, yeah, but you know, mine not. Oh, something like I have.
Yeah,
it's very, very dangerous,
worrying,
isn't it?
I caught mine in the spokes of the bike.
I remember.
I was fixing that puncture.
Yeah, that's it.
And
that's
I caught it in the spokes.
Yeah.
Very embarrassing, though.
Oh, God. Well, do you remember when we were on the nudist beach, we went on to the fun fair on Brighton Pier. That big wheel.
On the big wheel, I mean.
So I get in the thing. Anyway, this thing is trailing down between the slats of the floor.
On the floor.
It gets caught
in the main
machinery cog. I've gone round.
In the clockworks.
Yeah. And I've gone round. This thing, honestly, it slowed right down.
Well, it would do.
It was going, oi, oi, what's going on? Of course.
Hang on.
I went, no. And they said, is there a problem with electricity? Someone said, no.
Barry's embarrassed. You don't want to say anything.
I didn't want to say nothing. We're having a romantic time. But this thing had stretched all the way round.
Right into the mechanics.
When I got off, honestly, walking down the pier, it went between, it was stretched so long.
Yeah, and there's all tyre marks on it.
And it went right between the slats. Anyway, you know, it was trailing in the sea underneath the flipping pier.
Well, you will get this, because I was on the pier and I had no trousers on.
Yeah.
And I went on fruit machines in there.
Yeah.
And it got stuck in a hole where you get the money out of.
That's right.
Do you remember?
I remember. Your testicles were just resting on that.
Yeah, I just had it resting there because I was a bit tired, you know. So I rested them on there. I thought, oh, I'm knackered. Where am I going to put these, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I just rested them on the money area of the fruit machine.
That's it.
And not thinking nothing about
it, you know.
Oh, that's a good place to rest it. Anyway, so I've got my bum bag on, you know, because I didn't have any pockets, obviously. Mm. And I fished out a couple of quid.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, shit, I'm in a fruit machine, you know.
Yeah.
Got my balls resting in there.
Yeah.
And let's come up three double bars.
Beautiful.
And I'm thinking, that is beautiful. Anyway, seconds later, clack, 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 clack. I've won the jackpot, right? And, tell my balls that.
Tell your balls that, yeah.
Well, because they didn't think I'd won the jackpot.
No.
They thought, what's happened here? You know?
Yeah.
And it was just a big pile of money on top of my balls.
Yeah.
And they were quite seriously damaged from that.
Well, I expect there were. You know, when you go in the amusement arcade, and there's that air hockey. Well, don't go in there if you're doing nudist.
Well, because you just rested it on the table.
I rested my balls and the full penis area in the slot where it comes out.
Because you're knackered.
Because I was very tired, you know. So me and Margaret are playing away, you know, and tactically, I go off the side.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it.
She stepped up, silly cow, gone bang, it's gone straight down the slot, straight in there, lodged in my japs.
Yeah, well, it will do if you rest it there.
Lodged in my japs. Oh, so, anyway, I had to get the bloke. I went over to the change machine. He says, do you want change? Can you dislodge this, what would you call
this,
it, a puck?
This
a puck.
Discus puck, a yeah, puck. Yeah, air hockey puck.
Anyway, I was embarrassed.
Ooh, you have to call the emergency.
Yeah, got the emergency. Well,
that
was
unnecessary.
It was unnecessary, but a bloke turned up with, you know, knob puck removal on the side of his van.
Yeah, off the internet.
He's got at it, you know, with
crowbar
and that. Anyway, eventually this thing comes, you know, and I said to Margaret, well, let's play that point again.
Yeah, because it's not fair.
It's not fair, you know.
Yeah.
So we played it again and I won, you know.
Oh, good. That's your happy ending.
But the thing is, you know, it wasn't fair because, you know, I couldn't get anywhere near her slot because her boobs were draped all over.
Well, that's not fair, is it? Like a guard. Bouncy castle.
Like a guard on the top. But because the air was coming out, they were just hovering
over the top there.
top.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
What a sight that must have been.
Oh, it's an amazing sight. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. If you just imagine, like, they come down like an L shape.
Yeah.
Hovering up and down, hovering up and down. So I said, Margaret, that's unfair.
Yeah.
I couldn't, you
she
know.
She says, I don't care.
She says, I don't care.
I said, where it goes, it goes. You've got your balls in the slot. I've got my boobs on the table.
But very brilliant trick shot I did with that puck. Bang, off the side, it rolled over one,
yeah.
Come down the other,
right.
Just tipped off the nip and straight in. 2-1, bosh.
Thank you very much indeed. Yeah.
So that's a tip for you. Don't go resting any balls, knob or bosoms.
Anything, any gangly bits.
Any gangly bits in any amusement.
Any movie arcade. So what else has been going on then? You know, what's been happening?
Well, we've had a few friends and neighbours over for a barbie.
Is it?
We've had, you know, our cocktail. You know, I do a lovely summer cocktail, which is gin. Basically, and they come over, and we've had all the neighbours. They come and have a pint of gin at our house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you got a job loaded.
Yeah, got a job loaded of gin. Yeah.
Where was that? Was that a promotional deal?
Yeah, it was. Teachers. What's it called?
Gordon's. Oh, yeah.
Gordon's gin.
Right.
And, you
is
know.
Is that anything to do with Gordon Honeycomb?
Yeah, he went into that.
Right.
He went into that
or
line.
Gordon
of
Kay.
No, it was Honeycomb, the former newsreader.
Because I drink Gordon Kay gin.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Because I got a job load of that.
Yeah, it's probably it sends you boss side, doesn't it, that one, when you drink too much of it.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, it does sing to you, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And when you drink it, when you drink enough of it, you start to go, hello, hello. What is this I'm drinking? You know?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you want to come over for one of our booze-ups or, you know, I might have some people who would like to hear some movies.
Oh, yeah? Some movies and shakers?
Some movies
and
shakers.
In the industry?
Some people from the industry, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I like to meet these people from the industry.
Yeah, they come round and, you know, Elton John, Simon Cowell.
Oh,
Cowell
right, the
and
industry.
All that.
Industry.
Yeah, proper people.
From the industry.
Come round, you know, I do some sausages and that.
Yeah.
They have some of my Gordons.
Right, right.
And
what's this?
It's where deals are made.
What's it, your summer barbecue? Is it? Is this
my summer barbecue is the place to be seen. Soho
Paddling
House,
pool.
Shoreditch House.
Barry's house.
Yeah, we've got the paddling pool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all the Alicia Dixon.
Oh,
she's
got one of them throwaway barbecues in the garage.
Yeah.
You get one of
all
them.
The top stuff, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. With two of them.
Yeah, two
You'll
of them.
You'll need two of them. With, them
Ooh, with that lot,
Absolutely. Yeah, all right, I might come round.
Yeah, we'll come round because this beautiful weather we're having.
Oh,
you know.
Christ. Yeah. Christ almighty. I find it too hot.
Do you?
Yeah, I find it too hot, yeah. I like something a bit colder.
Do you?
Yeah, because, like, you know, with all the clothes I have,
yeah,
you know, I find that the amount of clothes I've bought,
yes,
I need to wear them all the time. Right. All my clothes all the time. Otherwise, it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
You know?
And you don't have much in the way of furniture or a wardrobe or nothing.
No. So I like to, if I haven't got a wardrobe, so I like to just wear everything I've got.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've got 3 shirts, so I wear them 3 shirts.
That's right.
I've got
two
jackets. Exactly. I've got 2 jackets, so I wear both the jackets.
In this weather, it must be hemming.
And in this weather, it's very difficult.
Very difficult.
Yeah, all my pants.
Yeah, they're all on now.
They're all on now.
Yeah.
2 pairs of trousers is on now.
Yeah.
And the 1 pair of shoes I own, I've got them on now.
Yeah.
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 Well, inside the welly boots I have on.
Well,
it's too much, really.
Why don't you try just, you know, taking off a layer or two?
Well, then it's a waste of money, isn't it? What's the point of having these clothes then?
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're a fool to yourself, really. I mean, it's lovely stuff. You've got probably to turn a few heads with some of these fashions.
Definitely do.
I mean, all that lovely stuff you've got from Pyongyang is there.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it?
I mean, all these lovely
You're not going to not wear that, are you?
No, well, you daren't with him about.
Well, exactly. You know, if you've been fitted for it
in Pyongyang,
then you should wear it.
Yeah.
Well, look, so that's my policy.
Come round. Well, look, we've probably been going for ages.
Ages.
How long have we been going, Dave?
40 minutes?
Oh, Christ.
Christ almighty.
Well, there you go. We haven't been doing it for a while. So.
No.
Money's worth.
Now, look.
World Cup special.
It's a World Cup special. We'll see you soon. Come on, England.
Yes, sir.
And hopefully we'll beat the Belgians.
Who's in our group?
Playing, Dave?
Tunisia.
Tunisia.
Panama.
Never heard of it.
Is that it? Is that our group?
Belgium.
Tunisia, Panama, Belgium.
Tunisia,
but we are going to fly through
there. We're
going
to fly through there. They're all crap.
They're all shit.
Come on, England, the old Dunkirk spirit, and we'll see you after we come home in about a week or so.
Beautiful. See you after we've been thrashed by Panama.
Yeah.
Let's just prepare it.
This is a Playback Media production. To hear more of this muck, go to angelosandbarry.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.